Congresswoman Simon, since we last spoke, Donald Trump signed a funding bill to end the partial government shutdown. That was on Tuesday, following a four-day standoff over immigration. Can you share a general overview on what's unfolding?
What you have seen is exactly what you just outlined, is the administration's attempt to move a huge package, a funding package on top of what was in the big ugly bill to continue to fund DHS, and that's the Department of Homeland Security. And what I have been happy about, even as a freshman member, is seeing finally the House Democrats come to our senses and realize that year after year after funding ICE, even in prior administrations, that enough is enough. And for me, it's been enough. I said yesterday, a couple days ago in the hearing that you referenced, that for 22 years, folks on the ground have been hollering and screaming and begging folks in power to demolish ICE. Abolish ICE. And I think now folks are seeing clearly that this institution doesn't just need to be reined in. It needs to be dismantled.
You took a trip to Minneapolis and attended a hearing where victims of ICE brutality, all of whom were American citizens, were either shot, shot at, or attacked by ICE without accountability. I'm wondering if you can share your takeaways from your trip and from that hearing, which have helped you to arrive at your calls to abolish ICE, where some members of your own party might consider that a more radical approach.
Well, I will say this. I have seen members, moderate members, in the past week and a half shift from we can reform this agency to seeing under this current leadership, there's no reforming an institution that is hell-bent on attacking American citizens. Now, I went to the hearing in Minneapolis, and I also visited the site of the murder of, and I will say murder instead of killing, of Rachel Good. I was saying killing, but you know, if you look at what happened there, she was shot in the face three times. And going to that site and hearing members of community relent on what's happening in the feeling of that city, what's changed. I keep reciting something that I heard in that hearing that had forever changed me, that at night you hear whistles and screams. Even if you do not have papers in this country, you have rights, and you have inalienable rights, God-given rights, and the Constitution lays it out clear that you too are due process. We know, we just had a hearing, Congress Oversight Democrats. We had a hearing on our campus this week with other members of community from around the country that have been attacked and shot at by ICE, who are two American citizens. It's clear that this is where we are, and it breaks my heart. And so everything that I can do, again, even as a member of Congress that was just sworn in less than a year and a month ago, every tool that we have to hold the administration accountable and to hopefully block new resources from this, what I'm calling a hellfire, because this is not immigration reform. This is not border security. This is terror.
One concern we've heard is about leverage. While debates over immigration policy continue, current funding is set to expire again on February 14th. But as I understand it, immigration enforcement agencies would not be affected by another lapse because of the recently passed big, beautiful bill. Does that effectively take funding off the table as a bargaining tool? And if so, where does that leave Americans seeking accountability for the actions of unchecked federal agents?
You're asking the 20, or I should say the $170 billion question. This is a fight that is going to be enduring. And what's so frustrating to me is that I know that our people are going to continue to not only to bear witness, but endure the hell that has been brought on by the passage of that bill. And it was signed by the governor, signed by the president of the United States. And those resources are in the bank account of the Department of Homeland Security. So you're going to continue to see these efforts. We will continue to sue. When I say we, our attorneys generals, organizations, legal organizations, and Congress will, particularly in the minority, have to hold this administration's feet to the fire. Elections have consequences. Again, I think the radical notion to dismantle a department that is not doing its own mission is not radical. It's about efficacy. It's about the rule of law. It's about the Constitution, and it's about shutting down what has become a police force for the President of the United States.
And finally, Congresswoman Simon, with the Super Bowl coming to the Bay Area, there's been unease among immigrant communities as DHS officials have sent mixed signals, while the NFL says there will be no ICE operations tied to the game. At the same time, residents are seeing reports of agents being pulled from other regions, fueling concern that they may be redeployed here. What do we actually know right now about potential federal immigration activity here in California, and what should the public be paying attention to?
You know what's so savage about this administration? Oftentimes we're learning about what they're planning when the rest of the media and the American public is learning. They don't share information. They're not transparent. This administration is hell-bent on causing havoc. We have to take care of each other. Mutual aid is important. Know your rights are important. And we have to hope and pray for the best, but organize for the worst. And that means taking care of each other.